Right now it is time for our Valentine's Day guest supreme, and that is Dr. Judy Werpman, who, of course, is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, and also author of Simon Loses His Tummy, But Not His Neckos. Good morning.
Good morning to you. I feel like I come to you coated in chocolate or something.
Coated in chocolate.
I wonder, Jill and and Marshall, that whether Necco's failure, it is true. It is a casualty of a hedge fund, like Toys R Us was also a casualty of a hedge fund. But, you know, maybe in part it was due to people's aversion to sugar and the feeling that if they have sugar, you know, they're going to be immediately transformed into a tree or something. And
maybe
really use all power movement.
But if that were the case, then they wouldn't be bringing them back next year.
People were that averse to sugar.
Well, maybe it's a good sign. Yeah. But it is true. In the article I sent you really describe what the dilemma of a friend of mine. What do you do if you want to give chocolates or some form of candy on Valentine's Day, which has been a tradition for about 150 years, ever since 1861, and probably before that, when an Englishman named Richard Cadbury thought, wow, I'm going to put my chocolates into a heart-shaped box and sell it only on Valentine's Day, and there was an industry born just like that. And so, and if you go into the supermarket or CVS or any store, up until tomorrow, they were absolutely loaded with heart-shaped boxes filled with chocolate. What do you do if you have a sweetie who cannot have sugar or cannot have flour because that person is on a diet forbidding the ingestion of carbohydrates? Well, what do you give for a Valentine's Day?
Flowers.
Confection.
Flowers.
Flowers.
The heck with confections. Flowers.
Easy.
But you can't eat a flower.
Well, you don't.
All right, so then you give flowers. How about this then? You give those chocolate covered strawberries, except they're not all chocolate covered. Some of them they only dip in a little bit of the strawberry, so then they could eat the bottom part of the strawberry.
Well, the problem is that, Marshall, that for some people who go on a strictly no carbohydrate diet, even eating that strawberry may affect the way their body uses energy, because you want your body to only use the fat in your fat cells for energy, and any kind of carbohydrate, according to the theory, is going to send your body back into the natural way of using energy, which is from carbohydrate, from glucose. But there are two issues here. First is, if you do want to make a treat for your loved one or children or what have you, and these people absolutely reject the idea of having any kind of carbohydrate, you can make something, because you can use artificial sweeteners, wonderful for you, right? And you can make things with a lot of fat. And so one typical Valentine's Day dessert for people who avoid carbohydrates is something like a mini cheesecake that is it wrapped in like a chocolate drizzle or chocolate crust or something that's made with artificial sweeteners. But then aren't you really giving the gift of possible heart attacks, maybe clogged arteries, because you're giving so much fat that you don't know what's going to happen to the health of your loved one after eating something like that, or any other kind of typical cream cheese or sour cream-filled confection wrapped around chocolate with artificial sweetener. I mean, that's a crazy thing, that this so-called adherence to a diet that's supposed to be good for you, because, God forbid, your body should have any sugar in it, is really making people eat foods which are really terrible for them. And so maybe you're right. Maybe you should really just avoid eating any kind of chocolate at all. But
What about bologna shaped like
wait.
The heart?
Yes.
Ah, there is a sausage-shaped heart.
Right. Yes, you could.
Marks and Spencer is selling, or was selling. Marks and Spencer, a big food company in England, is selling for your Valentine's Day breakfast.
So there are things you can do, but there's a bigger point here that I would just like to direct your attention to this element of this painting.
What's that? That Mrs. Valentine.
That people don't know how to eat anymore, and they don't know why, what their bodies do, and what their bodies do with, when I say the information, it's sort of like consuming news, if you will. But they don't know what their bodies do with what they're ingesting. That's so
exactly right.
It's hard to make it's hard to make an informed decision. You go out there and there's this free, that free, the other free. The gluten-free, and I always have to emphasize, if you have celiac disease or if you are impaired in a certain way, then your body cannot process gluten. But it's not a diet and doesn't
exactly
need
right.
to be a diet. Gluten is a protein that is right. This is blah, 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 blah. But because, oversimplifying, everyone seems to watch too much E.T., entertainment, insights.
Sure.
You just don't know what goes into a proper diet. And as tedious as the building blocks, you have to have a this and a this and a this, were, at least they had some shape or semblance of what you were supposed to eat.
So how do we survive until these celebrities decided that we couldn't survive on carbohydrates? Somehow humankind managed to process these foods. Now, it is absolutely true, Jill. There are maybe genetic or somehow, there are diseases, celiac, some types of other intestinal problems like irritable bowel syndrome, et cetera, that react very badly not only to gluten or a protein like gluten that's found in certain grains, but also certain components of vegetables and fruits. And so you have to follow a very strict diet. But that's no different than somebody who is diabetic or has high cholesterol following a strict diet. You have a diagnosis, and this is your nutritional regime, and you hope that it's going to decrease your symptoms. But everybody else says, oh, I'm on gluten-free, I'm on grain-free, I'm on a keto diet. They have no idea what's going on in their bodies. And the interesting thing, which of course nobody tells you if you look at the internet, is that your brain really wants you to use glucose for energy. It really doesn't like it if you use little fat globules for energy. And so what your body has done to help your brain out in this situation, if you're just eating a non-carbohydrate diet, is it takes protein and it changes it actually, when it's broken down to amino acids, to glucose. And it takes half of the fat molecule called glycerol and it converts it to glucose. This all happens inside your body. And you can't get inside your body and get rid of that glucose. It's there. And it goes into your brain, and your brain uses it for energy. And your brain is very happy, and you're very happy. But of course, nobody tells you that when you read all these instructions about don't you dare put any carbohydrate in your mouth, because then your body will stop burning fats for energy, and your brain won't survive. So the people just choose to give you whatever information they want, and the rest they make up. Yeah. And as, I don't know whether we have to go back to first principles and maybe in junior high school say to people, we're going to teach you something about how your body works. Maybe that's how we have to start, rather than going to the internet and trying to find out fake science. Sorry to be using that word, or science fiction. But maybe finding out what the real facts are so that the next year on Valentine's Day, people can eat chocolate without worrying that their brain is going to turn to mush.
Just don't get your spouse a washing machine like I did one year.
You did.
I did. I thought she would be happy. Guess what?
I would be very happy with a washing machine.
She was very, very upset at me.
Well, maybe because you didn't get her a dryer, too.
Maybe
it's a
because
true story.
It fell off a truck.
I got it at Sears.
Did you get a dryer?
Who knows, Marshall? Maybe you're starting a trend. Next year, get your loved one, a toaster or food processor.
I'll never forget it.
Or a vacuum cleaner.
I don't think I ever bought anything from Sears again.
Okay. That's not true. I know that for a fact.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Anyway,
Happy
have
Valentine's
a good day,
Day.
Regardless. Bye-bye. <All right.
laughs> Dr. Judy Wortman. And Food for Mood here on Robin Hood Radio.